Hello, we are Team Team, and welcome to Team Team Team's podcast.
Today, we're going to be defending Jorge Odell, George Odell, and the Black Dahlia case.
Her body was found on January 15th, 1947, by a mother and a daughter. He was going to go run some errands. They were taking a shortcut through an alley.
Her body was found in Los Angeles, California. She was cut in half and her body was drained of all of its blood. And she had scars on her face from the blood.
So, we spoke with the defense attorney and they gave us a quote that we could, like, help use in our investigation. And the quote was, always tell the truth and never lie. Basically meaning, always seek out the truth no matter what. So, like, if someone is lying to you, figure out a way to get to the truth. If they start, like, lying in court, figure out a way to get to the truth. No matter what, always get to the truth. George Odell was, he wasn't the main suspect in the Black Dahlia murder anyway. The only reason he was considered a suspect in the first place is because his son, what was his son's name?
I'm not really sure what his name was.
Well, we can't remember the son's name right now, but
Steve?
I think it is Steve.
It's Steve Odell.
Yeah, but the reason why he was a suspect in the case at all is because his son, Steve Odell, what did he do?
Set up cameras in the house, not cameras.
No, that was the
audio.
Police. The police did the audio after he became a suspect.
And Steve wrote a book.
Yeah, Steve wrote a book. Well, Steve claimed his dad to be the Black Dahlia, or the Black Dahlia's killer, because A, he found human remains in his own yard.
Okay, we're running out of time, wrap it up.
He found photos.
We're already past
he found
time.
Photos of woman he thought was Elizabeth Short, and basically all of the evidence did point to him, but there wasn't enough. Like, real evidence. It was all circumstantial and stuff like that. So, thank you for listening.
Goodbye.
To Team Team's Team Podcast. Thanks for listening. Come back to us.
Bye.